The word today is thanks. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Our parents had to work hard on us as kids to get us to always remember to say thank you. It's so easy to forget, and at times we fail to thank God for every good gift that comes from Him. Here from our archives, with a reminder for us to be grateful, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Thanks.
One of the most unusual days of the year for me, actually they've given it a name now, I think they call it Black Friday, which somehow strikes me as an odd name, but at any rate, it's the day after Thanksgiving. Now, as you hear this program, it might be, 10 months since Thanksgiving. It might be 5 months. It might be only several days, depending on when this particular program is broadcast. But the thankfulness that we are supposed to feel toward God ought to be a daily thing. And what always strikes me so odd, immediately the day after Thanksgiving is when all the commercial stores and all the industry of our country, at least here in America, try to get everybody they can into one of their stores to buy. Buy, 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 buy. And in fact, some of the stores open at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there are people standing in line to get in because they have certain electronic, I guess you would call it sales, or they almost give some stuff away in order to get you there. And they want you to go hog wild trying to find something to buy, either for yourself or someone else. And it just strikes me so unusual that on Thanksgiving Day, we thank God for what He has given us, that we are content, that we are blessed, that He has given us all that we need. And then the next day, we go ape and go wild trying to get more. And we'll knock other people over in the aisles. We'll do almost anything to get what we think is a better bargain and in some way get some more junk. You know, most people, if they're going to be honest with you, especially if they do some traveling, when you travel, especially if you go to a country that's new to you and you've never been there before, every country has something they're famous for. Maybe they're famous for food. Maybe they're famous for wood products or leather or, who knows, silk, clothing. Every country has something they're famous for. Some are famous for minerals or for gemstones or diamonds or whatever it is. And so when people go and visit these countries on vacation, they try to bring back some memento, some little thing from that country. Sometimes it's not so little either, They might spend more than they should have. And you go to their homes, and I have to tell you, I'm talking about myself here. You come to our house, you're going to see things from Africa, things from Europe, things from China, things from Israel. There's probably very few countries in the world that I haven't been in, at least for a day or two. And you're going to see something from almost everywhere. I'm a little bit of a pack rat that way. I collect things and I kind of, and so I'm talking to myself here when I'm reminding ourselves that we have all this junk, all these things, and you start to get a little bit older in your life and you begin to realize, if we have to move into an apartment or if we have to go into a smaller place, where are we going to put all this? It's positively amazing. And so the next thought that comes is, we're going to have to try to sell this to somebody. Well, now, what is this prized heirloom that you have? Maybe it's a ring. Maybe it's a picture. Maybe it's an art object. What is it really worth? And, of course, the answer, if you've lived any length of time, when you try and say, what's a car worth or what's a home worth? What's a book worth? Well, it's worth what anybody will pay for it. You might have a price on it. Let's say, you know, and that just rings a bell in my mind right now. I happened to walk into a used bookstore the other day. I do that quite frequently. And guess what was on the shelf? I have published 5 books, and one of the books that I recently wrote, well, I guess it's about 10 years ago, was on the shelf at this used bookstore. And in my heart, you know, at first I thought, oh, what a shame somebody decided to part with that book. I wish they had kept it. And the more I thought about it, my curiosity was raised. It was in paperback, so I knew this store has tons of books, you know, $2.45, $3.10, you know, $1.85. And I thought, I'm almost afraid to look at what they're asking for this secondhand copy of my book in paperback. Well, my curiosity got the best of me, and I pulled it down from the shelf, and I was positively shocked. With great joy, it was $5, $5. And I thought, wow, I'm glad they know the value of this book. Even in a secondhand store, the value is staying up there. And that really tickled me. I almost decided to buy it. And I thought, no, I better not do that. You know, I've got my own copies. And someone else, hopefully, can benefit from that book. But, you know, it's exactly what somebody's willing to pay for it. I have some specimens, for instance, of dinosaur bone that are really something. I mean, you can't find a good quality dinosaur bone nowadays. You got to dig for dinosaur bone these days. I don't want to turn this program into a rock shop here. Let me stick with the point. The point I'm trying to make is we collect all this stuff, all this junk. None of it will survive the destruction of the world. None of it is going to be with us in heaven. Thank goodness. Wouldn't that be a mess with all the clutter we would try to bring there? All of this is totally useless. And so when we come to God and give him thanksgiving, I hope there will be a measure of contentment, that at some point we will say, enough is enough. We don't have to have a bigger house. Let's try a smaller one. We don't have to have a more expensive car. Let's try a cheaper one. We don't have all of these things which really have no power to bring us contentment or joy or happiness. And so when you think of true thankfulness, one good place to go would be to the Psalm of David, Psalm 100. Psalm 100 is so beautiful. It talks about going through the open gates with great thanksgiving. Enter the courts and praise God, giving him thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is always good. He is always loving and kind, and his faithfulness goes on and on without end. Now, that's the things to be thankful for. That's the things that really make our life content. Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Look at your husband. Look at your wife. Look at your friends. If you're single, look at the people that you respect that you're trying to learn from. If you're a child, look at your parents. You know, there are so many things to praise God for. Think of how wonderfully he has blessed you and kept you going. Above all, if you are a Christian, and I hope and pray you are, if you aren't, drop me a line. We'll be happy to help you to see where in God's word he offers you the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness through his Son, Jesus Christ. Say a prayer. Say, dear God, let me believe in your Son, Jesus Christ. Let me trust in him for my forgiveness, so that through the faith that you will give me, I will know that he is my personal Savior, and I can have the joy and the certainty of knowing I am saved, that after this life I will live with you eternally in heaven. Ask for that faith. God says he will never turn anyone down who comes to him. So if you come to God seeking that faith and desiring his forgiveness, you know you will have it. Now, don't get impatient with God. Once in a while, we'll see someone in a family converted very, very quickly. And maybe somebody else is struggling with doubt. Maybe it's taking them months, sometimes even years. Don't get too upset about that. Different seeds in God's kingdom grow at different speeds. Now, if you grow flowers or anything like that, or plants or vegetables, you know that every seed has its little difference. Some grow very, very rapidly. Some grow very big. Some stay tiny for a long time. Different seeds grow at different speeds. I think the same is true with faith. God plants faith in many of us through infant baptism when we were brought to the Lord as a little child. But if you're converted as an adult, maybe it was a long struggle for you. Maybe it was almost instantaneous, almost like St. Paul. Take a look at the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. Now, it doesn't matter how long it's taken or how slow it might be. The point is, God will never turn away anyone that comes to him. That's his promise. So come to him right now and say, God, I want the forgiveness that you offer through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead me to faith. Let me believe. Cancel out my doubts and overcome them. And give me the miracle of believing in your Son, Jesus Christ, for my salvation, so that I can find peace and joy and happiness and the certainty of my salvation. These are the things to thank God for. Look around you. Thank God for your family, your friends, your fellow Christians. Thank God for your health. I hope you have it. If not, ask him for healing. And above all, thank him for the spiritual gifts, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of salvation, the gift of complete joy and happiness and peace of mind that you are a child of God. Give him thanks.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.